USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the U.S. delegation remains in North Korea this weekend trying to restart plans for a June 12th summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, a Senate Republican says he doesn't believe Kim is to be trusted.
This is a man who has to figure out how to survive in power for 50-something years as a dictator and is probably afraid that if he gets rid of these weapons, at some point, someone's going to take him out.
Senator Marco Rubio speaking on ABC's This Week.
We have a leader in Kim Jong-un who has almost an emotional attachment and a personal psychological attachment to these nuclear weapons. They make him feel prestigious. They make him feel powerful.
Just outside Baltimore, Maryland, historic Ellicott City is under a state of emergency after flash flooding devastates downtown following 7 inches of rain in just about an hour yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with 4 locals and 1 grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
It's Memorial Day 2018, America's Day to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their nation. President Trump will mark it by taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. Eastern. He's then expected to deliver a speech at the cemetery. Parishioners of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Hobbs, New Mexico, say they witnessed a statue of the Virgin Mary crying last week. Now the church officials want the local Catholic diocese to investigate what they say could be an actual miracle. Gulf Coast states preparing for a big rainmaker and subtropical storm Alberto expected to make landfall sometime later today.
The majority of forecasts that we have seen have been in the 4 to 6 inches and maybe higher. The latest one we got was 12 inches, and truth is, we just cannot know yet.
That's the emergency management chief for Bay County, Florida, Mark Bowen, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Accurate or not so much, many are comparing the Russia investigation to the Watergate scandal. We get the latest from USA's Rick Vinson.
The president tweeting, quote, "Why didn't the 13 angry Democrats investigate the campaign of crooked Hillary Clinton? Many crimes, much collusion with Russia. Why didn't the FBI take the server from the DNC?" On Fox News Sunday, the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, compared the Russia investigation to Watergate. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff agrees, but for different reasons, of course. Speaking to ABC's This Week, Schiff said, just like Watergate, you have a break-in at the DNC and a presidential cover-up.
You have a president peddling these falsehoods, and you have essentially people putting out a propaganda like Rudy Giuliani to further that fiction.
On Fox News Sunday, Giuliani accused the Obama administration of spying on the opposition party.
They're the Watergate. They're the people who have committed the crimes. What we have to do is go to court and seek protection from the court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos making quite a claim. He says heavy industry will need to move to the moon soon, or the human race is not going to survive. He's the richest man on Earth, and he told a space development conference late last week he's ready to help with further lunar exploration and an eventual moon settlement with his Blue Origin rocket startup. He told the nonprofit National Space Society going back to the moon is a must. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.